For KBIA News in Columbia, I'm Mac Whaley. Missouri's only abortion clinic has taken a legal fight over its license to a state administrative panel. The St. Louis Planned Parenthood affiliate yesterday filed a complaint against the health department with Missouri's Administrative Hearing Commission. The panel handles disputes between state agencies and businesses. Abortions at the clinic could end if the commission does not act before a court order protecting the procedure expires Friday. A hearing has not yet been set. Commissioner Srinivasa Dandamudi is handling the case. He was appointed by former Democratic Governor Jay Nixon. The health department on Friday declined to renew the clinic's license to perform abortions. Clinic leaders say the license fight is part of an effort by an anti-abortion administration to eliminate the procedure. The Missouri Supreme Court today set an execution date of October 1st for Russell Bucklew. He was convicted of murder, kidnapping, and rape in 1997. Dan Margulies has more.
Bucklew claims he has a rare medical condition that would cause him to choke on his own blood if he is executed by lethal injection. But the Supreme Court, in a 5-4 decision in April, ruled that the Constitution's prohibition against cruel and unusual punishment does not guarantee a prisoner a painless death. Cheryl Pilot, Bucklew's attorney, said she will file a clemency petition before Governor Mike Parson. If his execution is carried out, Bucklew will be the first Missouri prisoner to be put to death since January 2017. I'm Dan Margulies.
An advocacy group for river communities today say repairs and cleanup following the prolonged flooding along the Mississippi River will cost more than $2 billion. Heavier than normal snowmelt in the late winter and frequent and heavy rains through the spring led to flooding that approached record levels in several towns from Iowa to Louisiana. Equally troubling has been how long the high water has stuck around. Even now, the river remains well above flood stage throughout much of the Mississippi River corridor. Colin Wellenkamp is executive director of the Mississippi River Cities and Towns Initiative. He says the damage along the Mississippi River was estimated at nearly $2 billion by the end of March, even before several additional rounds of major flooding. He expects the number to rise, but said it's too early for a more accurate estimate. Researchers at Missouri S&T are studying the genes of alligator gar to find out if the fish are increasing in Missouri. Eli Chen has more.
Scientists at the Missouri Department of Conservation have been bringing alligator gar to Missouri from southern states since 2007, and department biologists say they're seeing more alligator gar in Missouri recently. So they sent genetic samples from recently caught fish to researchers in Rolla. Dave Duvernell is a fish geneticist at Missouri S&T. He's analyzing the samples this summer to find out if state officials are catching the offspring of gar brought in from other states or offspring from another wild population.
The other possibility is that these fish were always present in these habitats in low numbers, and the natural native population is simply recovering.
Alligator gar can help the environment by preying on invasive species like Asian carp. I'm Eli Chen.
And I'm Mac Whaley, KBIA News, Columbia.